The world's largest trade union federation wants Qatar stripped of the World Cup if it doesn't improve its treatment of workers. Football's governing body, FIFA, chose Qatar to host the 2022 tournament after a bid process that's now mired in allegations of bribery and slavery. Eric Campbell of the ABC's Foreign Correspondent Program has been visiting some of the restricted camps housing World Cup labourers.
Hi there.
It's risky visiting the slums where Qatar houses its foreign workers. That never stops Sharon Burrow.
You can see that on the outside this looks almost human. And then you walk in here and you see there are 300 odd men here in about 20 rooms.
The former ACTU president has brought us to a workers' camp, warning we probably have just 20 minutes before we're arrested.
Hi guys, you're still eating. Can we come in?
It's a filthy dorm for Nepalese labourers, many of them subcontracted to build World Cup stadiums.
So you can be working 10, 11, sometimes?
Yes.
And what, do they pay you overtime? Do they pay you extra for overtime?
No extra.
No extra. They just bring you back when they decide you're going to finish. How appalling.
Now head of the International Trade Union Confederation in Brussels, Sharon Burrow is a frequent visitor to Qatar, demanding the government ends what she calls slavery.
They are owned by another individual, lock, stock and barrel. That's slavery.
Qatar has brought in more than 1 million foreign workers to build stadiums, hotels, convention centres, even new rail networks and freeways ahead of the 2022 World Cup. It keeps them in line with a sponsorship system called kafala. That gives the employer the right to decide if the worker can change jobs or even leave the country.
If you try to leave and your employer decides that they're not going to issue you either with an exit visa or what they call an NOC, which allows you to transfer your employment to someone else, then that employer has absolute power over you, another human being. So the cries we get every night on the emails, I'm trapped in Qatar.
She has a simple message of what should happen if things don't change soon.
It has to stop. Qatar has to either accept they have to change and to do it properly, or somebody has to stand up for justice. We say there can be no World Cup in Qatar without workers' rights, and we'll continue to campaign on that basis.
That's the International Trade Union Confederation's Sharon Burrow, and you can see more from Eric Campbell on Foreign Correspondent tonight at 8 p.m. on ABC TV.